right, guys, welcome. You're tuned into the show, The 100, episode 5, season 5, episode 8, How We Get to Peace. Killer Clark strikes again. Monty has the killer. Gandhi Monty has the algae. And Bellamy, Bill Cosby's the Red Queen. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I feel like I'll take some fighting lessons after this show.
This episode was all fight.
All fight, no love. Welcome, guys. My name is Sarai, and Taylor is not here today, so I'm standing in for her. We miss you, Taylor. If you're there, call us, message us, tell us something. But I'm in great hands. I have two amazing hosts still with me. I'm going to start off ladies first, of course.
Hey, it's me, Cherry.
Hey.
What's up? Jorge Payo here.
Jorge, nice, nice, nice. So, guys, we're going to just jump right into it. What did you guys think about this episode?
Wow.
I mean, does the song not just say it all?
They can fight more.
I mean, yeah. What, like, nothing's off the table.
Nothing
is off the table, man. No. There is some backstabbing.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
There is some murder. Murder.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, of course.
You know, some family betrayal, perhaps? I mean, mind blown.
Nice.
How dare he?
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Dare he mess with my girl, Octavia? How dare you, Bellamy?
Uh-oh.
You're dead to me.
Uh-oh. Obviously, she's... If anyone's been watching the show, we always know that Cherry is Team O. Not Oprah. Okay, Team Octavia, heads and tails, and we're going to get a little bit more into that. We're going to start off talking about Killer Clark Strikes Again.
Oh,
again.
God. This girl.
Again, guys. Killer Clark, a.k.a. is what I call her, mm-hmm. right? Clark is basically wants to take out Octavia because she is coming against the precious golden Maddie, right?
Right.
No one can touch Maddie. Right. If you touch Maddie, that's a no rap. She wants to kill Octavia, but Bellamy, of course, being that his blood is thicker than mm-hmm. water, right, wants to save her life, which is natural. And the medium person in between, they go is to Indra, and Indra says, well, you can't kill my Lita.
Right.
I'm not sure if she had an accent like that, but that's how I heard it. You can't kill my Lita, you know? So instead, they come up with a plan to switch who dies, basically. Not right. to not kill anyone, of course, but they decide to kill Cooper.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Clark is like, hey, you guys want to help me kill Octavia?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to help you kill my sister. I'm not going to help you kill my leader.
Let's just kill someone else. Yeah.
I got an idea. Let's kill Cooper instead. Wow, she's bloodthirsty, that girl.
And not to avert the war, but strictly for Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Because, once again, Clark is selfish and self-centered.
Oh, no. I need the Clark fans in the feed to chime in, because I'm two against one right now. There's two O fans against one C. You know, I need you guys to chime in.
I'm just saying, well, Clark has done some things in the past.
For the greater good.
For the greater good for herself. Or for herself.
See, this is not going to work. This is not going to work.
This
whole him finishing her sentences is not going to work. No, I'm just joking. Clark, thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Clark, okay, guys. Do you guys not agree that Clark is in right respect, that she's basically trying to save Maddie's life, right? Do you guys feel
but
as though
Maddie in front of everyone else, mm-hmm. one person mm-hmm. for the entire tribe? Because when it comes right down to it, they're fighting for the valley.
True.
Because there's no other viable land. And can I just say something? When they first came down from the sky, they were looking around like, what's up? And what did Clark do? As usual, she started some mess that someone else had to finish.
And I still don't have any evidence that Maddie's life is in any real danger yet.
Octavia has a kill switch, and she just kind of do a little twitch with her eye. And you know that means she's itching to kill. And
likes Maddie. She likes the adoration, because everybody else is riding up her grill and disrespecting her.
Mm-hmm.
And for once, she has someone that's on her side mm-hmm. that's looking at her with adoration the way everybody mm-hmm. else looks at Clark. That's mm-hmm. why Clark doesn't like it, because she wants everyone to love her.
Yeah.
Octavia plays the long con also. She plays the long game on things. And she could, for all we know, she could be looking at Maddie at like, you know what? I'm going to groom you. You are one crew right now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You are a Nightblood. Well, now
which
you're
threatens
one,
my
you
position.
Are a Nightblood. Which, not necessarily, because Octavia also knows that a leader can't last forever. She's got it, and she's going to have to. She's going to have some sort of successor, right? So why not have Maddie be the successor? I have no proof that she wants to.
Because that is how they did the leadership. They'd groom the kids, and then once the kids got a certain age, they'd do that. Because it's not like those leaders ever lived that long, per se. Derek Hogan in the chat says,
"Come on, Derek.
To be fair,
let's go.
Cooper did start the dark years in the bunker, so she kind of had it coming." I don't agree with that.
I'm not a Cooper fan. Guys, I'm totally not a Cooper fan. She's the second hand whispering in Octavia's ear. I think that's just like oil and fire is just ready to ignite. Because Octavia already has a little bit of a death wish. And then you take someone else who's very much into killing, you know, and you put two killers together. You know, you got an O.J. Simpson trial. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not going to be a good look. I think Indra is a great right-hand man to Octavia because she gives her a sense of reasoning. Mm-hmm. She lets her know, okay, there's more at stake than just the idea of power alone. You know, it's...
But Octavia's not listening to Indra. Yeah. I mean, she's also, like, demoted Indra and gave Miller her battalion, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't that happen this episode?
Yes.
She's, like, over Indra. And does she suspect Indra?
Yes, I think
in
she
the
suspects...
whole... Like you made the right choice.
Whispering in their ear and collaborating with, because didn't she help Abigail and Mark escape?
She did. She did. She knows that.
And she lost a little bit of the trust that way. But Indra still is the person that she's all the way 100% for Octavia. But she also said last episode that I want to save you from yourself, meaning I am all the way on your corner, but I will tell you when you're wrong. So that's what I get from Indra. Everyone else just blindly follows Octavia, which I know I'm a little outnumbered right now, but they blindly follow Octavia, and I think that's not.
But Octavia also kept them alive for 5 years in a bunker.
But she lost like 1,200 people too.
But they had to lose those. They lost.
She had to lose
those
people.
Food.
Same people that they lost when they were trapped in space on the Ark, right? Mm-hmm. They had to. There were acceptable losses. Yes. People got floated. At least in Octavia's world, they had the arena, so they had a fighting chance.
And they went to the arena when they didn't follow the rules, which were very clear. And when it comes right down to it, the reason Cooper rebelled in the first place was because she knew how much food, and she said there just wasn't enough food for everyone. So everyone getting mad at Octavia, what would everyone prefer that they do? Eat each other? Cannibalism is not a good idea.
You guys agree with the fact that basically kill or be killed. Like, for example, you get into the pit and it's a battle for your life. You guys are...
Well, when you think about it, just in the history of humankind...
in the history of America.
There is such a thing known as the Roman Coliseum, right?
Uh-huh. That worked for a long time.
It worked for a long time and you had to keep the people entertained.
I'm a softie. I feel like there was a better way. If you mess up, you should die. But I also do believe in second chances and forgiveness.
That was the second chance. Was if you won in the battle. Mm. Yeah. And if you knew you weren't a good fighter, then I guess you should follow your P's and Q's not do things.
Well, look what happened to Cooper, right? She was the first one in the arena. And 5 years later, you find her
promoted
on the right side of Octavia. So... Yeah, I kind of feel like the pit was fair game.
It was fair, yeah. As long as you didn't break the rules, it was fine. And Marcus wouldn't have gone into the pit if Abigail wasn't a drug user. Well. And if Abigail didn't want to... If he didn't decide to go in the pit in her place. Mm-hmm. But he followed a bunch of people, too. So I don't know all this self-righteous...
Oh, you mean Benedict Cain? Benedict Cain, you mean?
I love all the nicknames. Benedict Cain. I love all the nicknames. Do you guys feel as though Abby is in her right mind to do surgery and all that stuff? Do you think...
She's on drugs.
She shocked Raven. Yeah. I mean,
real drugs.
Like, Raven was like a second daughter to her. And... You saw how at the end there, Raven connected Abby's betrayal and the drug use to her own mother, to the loss of her own mother with alcoholism, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say that Abby is not in her right mind if she's, like, using a dog collar on, you know, one of her own. And last episode, when she gave Cain the palm, She gave him a hand.
So, yeah.
We're going to get, let's get a little deeper into that. So, for you guys, Abby, it starts off with Abby finding a semi-cure, which says that the sonar gun, which was at first just a big gun that we just loved to go see, boom, right? It was this huge explosion. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Not enough and, explosions this episode yeah, for
not,
me.
Not enough explosions. So now we find out that the solar energy is also a weapon to kill the little dark spots. That's my my medical term for it. The little dark spots on the screen, you know? So now we realize that the sonar energy has the possibility to take it away. And she says something about draining something after the solar.
The abscess.
Draining the abscess. Thank you, doctor. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Jorge on the ones and twos.
So, I have an office in Beverly Hills.
Okay. So basically, we are on the brink of this new possible cure. But at the same time, of course, when there's good, there's also bad. Abby has a chance to save so many lives, but also Abby is about to lose her life, possibly with the drugs and, you know, all the things that's going on. So do you think, guys, that it's okay, that it was okay for Raven to kind of step in there and basically tell her about herself? Or you think Raven should have just kind of fell back? Or do you think she kind of preempted?
Well, I think if Raven was smart, she would have fallen back. I don't know. I grew up in Queens, New York, man. Yeah, we had a lot of walking around, you know. I live in Hollywood, too.
She didn't know she was that far down, though. I think she thought she was just lightly taking a few pills or whatever.
Yeah.
She didn't realize she fell down that rabbit hole. Because H. Kitty says Abby is so far gone.
Oh, so far.
Which is totally true.
But she has the calmest demeanor, right? I don't know if you guys ever met someone on drugs.
I think she's on downers.
She's super calm about it.
I think she's on downers. I don't know.
Probably opiates of some sort, I would think. They haven't really said what it is, but it sounds like
it's pain pills.
Yeah. Probably pain.
So it's pretty even.
Well, that's right. Because she talked about, remember the pain from the City of Light.
Yes.
So it is definitely some sort of opiate, some sort of pain pill.
Yes. Speaking of shining a little light on something, can you tell us a little bit about all the exciting things? Tell us a little bit more about all the exciting things that come to light.
After Buzzers, let me shed some light on you, okay?
There you go.
Hey, After Buzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us out a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love, since you're already tuned into your favorite genre, which is sci-fi, right? You might be interested in shows like, what else is there? Cloak and Dagger, which is so good. Westworld, of course, we have the season finale. What else do we have there? Luke Cage coming up, right? Good stuff, Luke Cage. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. Like that. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on the air. Doesn't that sound exciting? Thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Well done, Jorge.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you.
I think it's just the voice. You know, you can sell anything. You know, Colgate makes your smile whiter. Like, I'm like, oh, shoot. You know, I need Colgate immediately.
Yes.
So anyways, back to jumping into Abby, right? Mm-hmm. Right, guys. Okay, so you guys were saying that you feel as though Abby is no good to anyone on the drugs. Because I'm actually pro her being...
She seems to be functioning...
Yeah, I'm pro her on the drugs.
She's a functioning drug addict.
Mm-hmm. She's a functioning doctor, but a terrible person.
The drugs are making her... are motivating her to such a degree that she's willing to betray or do whatever necessary. Because she's not really saving them because she wants to save them. She's only saving them because she wants drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's already been very clear, you know, Marcus, you are the drugs.
Bye-bye, right. Marcus. And then Raven, I mean, if Kane couldn't, if she chose the drugs over Kane, I don't know why Raven thought she would actually choose her over the drugs.
But she didn't know
that.
Well,
she didn't know that, yeah.
Well you know what I mean. Yeah, that's true. But
poor Raven.
Yeah, so.
If she's not careful, by the time Abigail gets off drugs, Dioza will have her man.
Well,
we're gonna, yes.
we're gonna jump into that too. Okay. Kane and Love is in the air. I love the South Face. Kane and Deosa. You are we liking it? We loving it? How we feel about it?
I'm into it. Why not?
I mean, he's totally understand it.
Benedict Kane and Badass Deosa. Sure, why not?
Yes. So we see Kane and Deosa at the mountaintop. Okay, it's romantic scenery. They have a vision of the future. Kane sees on one hand the medical center for Abby because he still has Abby on the brain. Okay, and Deosa sees an imaginary school there and a home for them to live together. Are you guys definitely picking up on the vibes that Deosa wants to make Kane her number one?
Something's gonna happen there.
And we also find out on the mountaintop, I call it the mountaintop, you know, we did find out the Ten Commandments. No, on the mountaintop, we also find out that we don't know who the baby daddy is, right? Because Deosa is pregnant, but we do find out that the baby has been cooking in the oven for 100 years and 5 months. So I'm not too sure how this kid is gonna come out. Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. That baby's gonna come out wrinkled.
So needs to baby. Say at this point, I think it's safe for us to say that it's not Kane's baby. However,
No. Not unless Kane was back there 100 years ago.
Which he was not.
No.
Yeah. So at this point, you know, I'm guessing it's still maybe a little bit to do with McQuarrie. But before I get a little bit into McQuarrie, I want to jump into Gandhi Monty.
Oh, Monty.
Monty's algae.
Oh, poor Monty.
Yes. In this episode.
How is he still standing?
Yeah. So much death. Just to piggyback a little bit off of last episode, Monty basically gets a letter from Jasper. He connects to his inner spirit of, we shall kill no more. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I do all these directions, but that's Monty for right now. But he doesn't want to kill anymore, basically. And now he's thinking through a different lens of saving everyone. And he's like, I don't want anyone else more to die, basically. Mm-hmm. And Monty comes up with the algae. He decides to use the algae, and he's going to plan to use the algae on the plants to make the plants sustainable. And then there we go. We can use the hydro form. So now we don't have to fight over the valley anymore. And now we're back where we started, right? So what do you guys think about that? Would you guys eat the cake? It didn't look too appetizing at all.
Like, what, those RX bars that they were eating, those protein bars were pretty good?
Well, just the plants.
I don't know, man.
If you had to choose, would you choose the valley or would you choose the hydro farm?
I would choose the valley.
Hands down. Right?
With the hydro farm for additional food and backup. But I liked what he had to say because I was like, I've been saying for a couple of weeks, nobody wants to eat that green algae, Monty. Nobody.
Yeah,
but using it to like make the plants grow bigger, faster,
protein,
whatever. Totally
beef. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
He said the three functions would be protein, biofuel, and...
Beer.
There you go. I can't believe I forgot my favorite one of the list.
It might not taste good, but it'll still get you drunk. It'll get you that
And they
buzz.
Use the nitrogen in that, basically, and that's what he's using as the main facilitator to do the plants or whatever. Mm. So I guess you guys said...
But one crew is not going to want to stay in the barren landfill. They've been there.
Mm-hmm. No, if you see Eden, like, right across the street, and you're stuck in, you know... Compton.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Hey, I'm from Compton now. Right. I got a shout out for the people of Compton. I'm not from there, but hey.
Hell. All right. How about Palmdale? No, I'm sorry.
We don't care about Palmdale. Shoot Palmdale.
But Eden
in the
is right there. Which one are you going to choose?
Palmdale. Eden, hands down, for sure. And we saw this episode where Monty had to make the tough decision. And I think he's so used to killing people. He's just like, what's another life? And there was some
He
some
did
great
kill
lines.
His own mother.
Oh,
but he had to,
He did have to kill his own mother at one point.
But she was already taken over by the Lilith or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So she wasn't his mother. But, like, Monty didn't kill. He enabled them to kill, and then he walked away, which I almost feel makes him feel more guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's an accomplice.
He didn't do anything. He just was, like, blinders on. But he knew what was going on.
Because
if he
had
told Octavia, then... Cooper wouldn't have gotten killed, but then again, he didn't want his friends to die, so he was paralyzed with the decision. But his girlfriend,
Harper,
was all for, people die every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great line. She said, "Everyone dies, Monty. Let's show them how to live."
Yeah,
I was like, "All right," and girl. He was all, you know, like, "She's going for the Oscar, man."
Well, you still love me if I'm a farmer.
Yeah. Basically. Like,
Yeah, baby, that's cool.
Because I was needing
respect,
that.
Respect, Harper. You're so cool. Yeah, respect, I like Harper. Harper.
Thank you, Harper.
Yeah, Harper. Harper, Harper, and now. Like, I was needing that for the episode. Monty has been struggling, and I'm glad. I think Cherry was talking about that. She was like, where's Harper? And sure enough, we got Harper to come in there towards the end to be like, it's okay. Because it must be tough to decide who lives and who dies. And like you were saying, like, he just basically was like, just do what you want to do. Like, I have nothing. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm not necessarily going to help you. He even tells Harper, I don't want to take lives to save them.
No.
Oh. Isn't that a great line? Yeah. I don't want to take lives to save them. Like, well you guys are Team Octavia, so y'all like, kill them all.
No, but I'm also Team Marper. Hanty? What was it? Hanty?
Montarper?
Montarper. Sure, I love love.
Oh.
I love love. Good for them. You know, and she's supporting. And yes, you know, in any society, you need some farmers. You need some engineers. So I'm all about that.
Yeah,
but
farmers need love too.
Yeah, farmers need love
Farmersmeet.com.
But what they want to do is what Bellamy and Clark want to do is to kill, motivate. Bellamy seems to be motivated to try and avert the war. Mm-hmm. But Clark is motivated strictly for wanting to save her
Maddie. Which is interesting to me.
Yeah. That's
she always finds something to cling on to.
Yeah. To justify her behavior and make herself feel like she's the good person. Mm-hmm. But really, if she was a good person, she'd say, well, I want to avert the war. Mm-hmm. I want to figure out how we can do it. And if something happens to Maddie, that's terrible. But what about everybody else's children? She's only worried about her child.
So, okay.
She's like, make sure that Maddie's okay. Take care of Maddie. Maddie's fine,
yeah,
girl.
All the other kids can go off to war. But not Maddie.
But not Maddie.
Not my precious baby.
It helps to be the queen. You know what I mean? It helps, well, not the queen, but it helps the golden child. Wow. The child of the one in charge, basically.
She is the golden child because Bellamy betrayed his own sister for that heifer.
Mm. True.
And
what was that all about, really? Is because... All right, so Octavia says something about another traitor that you love.
Uh-huh.
So is Bellamy in love with Clark?
He is dating his ex. Who's Clark's?
Love is in there.
Clark's ex is that chick who's a spy, who was also betrayed one crew when she refused to take on that little thing to be the leader. And then he's bouncing back and forth between her
and Clark.
And more importantly, if Bellamy hadn't been making cow eyes at Clark when he landed and had been on the mic thing asking Raven up in the ship if everything's okay, then all this would have been avoided. So once again, Bellamy, you were wrong. And Clark is trouble.
I feel as though
I am not
that
Team Bark.
In this situation, you guys don't feel as though that if you take away the head, which is Octavia, that everything else will fall in suit. For example, sacrificing her one life would have made everything peaceful. I mean, in your guys' opinion, what do you think was the proper solution? What do you have done?
But that's the assumption that McCreary isn't going to overthrow Dioza. Mm-hmm. And if Dioza is going to keep all of her word, because if I was Dioza, would I want a bunch of warriors who didn't really like me amongst my people? I keep the ones with useful skills.
Right.
But she's a sensible person. She'd be like, they're just going to come here and cause a mess. I'm going to accidentally kill them.
Yeah, there's going to be, with or without Octavia, Octavia's got a huge following in one crew. There's going to be people that are going to, once they get to the valley, they're going to challenge the colonel.
Because they're going to want their leader, their style of government, and that would not be the prisoners. Right. Now, if they're willing to become part of one crew and follow that little girl, Maddie or Octavia, if she somehow survives the poisoning, then they'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's going to be loggerheads of two opposing forces, one comprised of a lot of really serious criminals. Like,
Yeah, true. How could you...
But everyone is criminals at this point. Everyone has a little blood on their hand, in my opinion.
There's criminals, there's serial killers and people who eat people.
Exactly.
And so there's killers,
and then there's Vincent.
Yeah.
There's scary-ass Vincent.
We saw Vincent again, yes.
I like Vincent.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Vincent showed up in one of the past episodes, and we were thinking, there's no way we're not all the way... We're completely done with seeing that character. And sure enough, Vincent comes back, and all of his hungry eating person glory.
Yeah, his Hannibal Lecter-ness. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, he was looking at Abigail like she was a snack.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did look, I guess, delicious, I guess. Well, I don't know.
She saved him. Mm-hmm. But the actor Mike tweeted me and said that it was a look of love, so.
Aww. Mm-hmm. I love how everyone still is in the love part of this. We're going to get into Bellamy, Bill Cosby's The Red Queen.
Oh, man.
So wrong on so many levels.
Things have added.
That's your sister, bro.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, I think that was a logical thing. So Bellamy, he's between a brick and a hard place. The woman he loves and the sister he loves. Aw. Just love made him do it, right?
So no, because he has two women he loves and his sister. So he could look. Clark died and had his other girlfriend. Yeah. So,
But he has a tough decision. He has to decide whether he can let Octavia kill Clark, because, you know, Octavia is definitely going to kill Clark at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's kinda just that's the bottom line. So let's back up a little bit. The whole idea was where the worms were going to go out, and they were going to send, Octavia had the plan to send the worms out to the valley.
Right.
We're still not too sure what's going to happen with these worms. It's not necessarily the best idea.
But it wasn't the worms. It was the eggs.
Exactly. Ah, so boom. Harper comes out, and she has the glove on, the O.J. Simpson glove with the little cut. I love O.J. I love the reference.
Comments of this host are not...
He did it. He did it. I don't know. Listen, we're not going to go there. But she has the glove, right? She has the Michael Jackson. I'll use Michael Jackson. She has the Michael Jackson glove on, right? And we see the cut, and Cooper dies, because that's the whole idea of what was going on with Monty, and he was just basically like, you know, basically you're going to kill Cooper to save Octavia. So we see the glove. They set up the scene. You made a point about how the glove had the little bitty cut, like the worm just kind of tunneled in there, right? Cooper dies. Octavia comes to the rescue, and Indra's there basically staged to set up the scene to make everything look real. She was there ready to say, you know, the worms must have came in, and that's what happened. She died. Now we have to, kill all the worms, and now we can't go to the valley. But then we get the twister, which I do give to Team O. I mean, give to Team Octavia. She hits him with the blindsider, which is, we weren't sending the worms. We were sending the eggs.
She's a planner.
Woof. Writers of the 100 got me on that one. Like, so at this point, the plan is basically still on.
Mm-hmm.
And Bellamy, of course, I mean, he didn't say anything about it. Clark gets framed for it, even though it was a group effort. Clark gets to go to, I guess, a dungeon or whatever for it. And Belly has to figure out what needs to be done.
Well, there was that thing for a moment there where they go into that tent and they find Clark and Bellamy. And Bellamy's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? And O goes,
oh,
are you Octavia? Octavia's like, well, are you telling me that you helped her? Because we could have an arena fight.
Zip. He said,
nah, cuz I don't
love her like that.
I don't know her. That was a typical like Judas moment. I've never seen him. Like,
well, but Clark also gave him the nod and was like, no, true. don't keep your mouth shut.
Because he, as it proved in the episode, he was more beneficial free than to be caged. Because at the end, he slips her the Mickey. Well, he slips
the
her
algae.
The
algae.
Poisoned algae bar.
Just not to kill her. At first, I thought he was trying to kill her.
Put her in a coma.
But to put her in a coma. And he said, once you wake up, we will be in the valley. What do you guys think about that?
That is under that's still believing that if Octavia isn't there, someone else wouldn't take control, who is just as bloodthirsty. Remember, they've all been in a bunker in a dark hole for 5 years.
Now, have we
and
been,
they don't want to be.
Have we been
hole.
Introduced to someone that could do that?
I almost think it would either be Indra wouldn't be the second command.
I think so.
The little religious Indra's daughter would be the interim person. And then she'd immediately say, Maddie can take the captain.
Yeah.
Okay,
we did see a little
bit
of prediction, but we did see it.
Because, like HKitty11 says, I always feel that Clark never fully thinks things through.
No.
Because she thought that through, she'd have been like, oh, well, if Octavia's not in charge, won't Indra's daughter just have Maddie be in charge? Mm-hmm. And we all know Maddie wants to fight and be a mini Octavia. So,
right.
Didn't think that through. Mm-hmm. And I think if she hears how Clark and Bellamy tried to poison Octavia, the loyalty she'll be pulled by, I almost think, especially when she has the mind hive in her, I think she'll say, like, for the good of our people, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm going to have to sacrifice you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do not want to see that to for sure. I still think Maddie is still Team Clark. I don't think she's all the way fully brainwashed by Octavia just yet.
She's one crew now.
She's one crew. She's bought into the hype, man.
Yeah. She's
over, like, over what was it, cartoons or like scribbles?
The stories.
The stories that you heard about the girl. I mean, yeah, there was there's the perfect propaganda. I mean, they it's not like they had AfterBuzz TV to watch after Prom Fire,
you
know?
For a second live read.
like that plug. They just had themselves. And that was Clark telling her stories about the girl underneath the floor, right? Mm-hmm. So she's telling her stories. So automatically, 5 years later, she comes out. And she's like, she's already got, you know, she's already fangirling out.
Yeah. Oh my God, Octavia. Octavia's so cool. Her outfit is so fabulous. Mm-hmm. And she's killing people. Oh. I want to fight people too. This is awesome.
That's the Maddie voice. That's the Maddie cheek of the Maddie voice.
Octavia, you're so cool.
Yeah.
Octavia, you're so cool.
I love it.
You're in charge telling people what to do. Mm-hmm. This is every
she's having
every
a girl crush.
Girl's fantasy. Yeah. I can tell people what to do and they'll do it.
Maddie makes up her own mind though, because she was told to not fight and she still fought.
Yes.
So
she was told to keep it a secret and she went to Octavia.
Yeah, that's
true. And was like, okay, I told her.
She's a little warrior, and now that Clark is back with everyone else, she's like trying to act like she's all peace and nice, which we all know you are not peace and nice, Clark. Mm-mm. You are not.
We see you. We know you. Colonizer. Anyway.
Oh yeah. All right. So yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. The team owns, right? Jorge, I thought she was gonna be on my side. Jorge came and we talked in the air to see if he was gonna be an old fan.
He's my new best
Taylor,
friend.
Are you watching this, Taylor?
Best
hopefully,
friend forever.
There yeah. we go.
When we get Taylor, we're gonna get Taylor. We're gonna be back two on two, right?
Octavia better survive. First of all, I love Octavia.
She will.
Her character's so fun. Mm-hmm. And Bellamy, she needs to just smack Bellamy until her hand is bright red. The betrayal that he did was unacceptable.
I thought it was the perfect plan, though.
It's like comedy.
It was the perfect plan because...
It was not a well-thought-out plan. No. Because what do they think is going to... Do they think they're going to say, like, oh, hey, Bellamy, you're Octavia's brother. You should be in charge. No.
They could find someone else in charge. For example, Clark could be in charge, or Bellamy. Clark cannot be in charge. But the way he sets it up, right? There all is going to be everyone in the valley. So at that point, it may be Diosa, or it may be Bellamy, or be Clark. It's no longer one crew because he's putting all into one group at that point.
So it could be Clark, it could be Bellamy.
I thought it was a good plan.
I remember a few episodes ago when they were in the sands and one crew surrounded Octavia to protect her from the missile blast, right? Mm-hmm. She has got a very strong, loyal base in
as
one
we can
crew.
See. As we can see.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to get a one crew tattoo, I guess.
I'm just going to ask you guys real quick. What is it about Octavia that does it for you guys?
She is decisive. She truly puts her people's needs in front of her, even if you may not like how she arrives at it. When it comes right down to it,
she says, what do I need to do
to make sure we survive?
She's willing to make the tough call.
She's proven to be a good leader.
And unlike Clark, she plans ahead.
And she doesn't play favorites. Whether she likes you or not, if you did something wrong, you go into the Coliseum. Mm. Clark would be like, oh, well, we have to make an exception for my mom and her boyfriend.
Clark has pioneered them through like the whole five seasons. Clark saved them, got them onto the ark. Clark, Team Clark over here. I'm Team One,
Clark,
but hopefully you guys can chime
Clark
in online to give me a little bit more
strictly
assistance.
Strictly by luck, because she never thinks anything through. Mm-hmm. Luckily for her, Raven is usually there to like go, oh, hey, girl, don't you need to put this in here and do this? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. And Bella would be like, hey, girl, don't you think we should... Oh, yeah, okay. These are all my ideas. I did it. I came up with it. It was me.
But wait a minute. Clark, is my mom okay?
Yeah,
mom's
like,
She also saved them
when she was in connection. She united the groups when it was the grounders at first. She was the one who brought everyone together by being, she slept with the boss, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
She slept with the boss, but still it worked. And
temporarily,
I feel like she constantly saves.
But, like, it's always these Band-Aids because she doesn't think everything through or the repercussions.
How she became a Nightblood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember how she became a Nightblood, yes. right?
Yeah.
And she thought that she could. That, I mean, she cheats.
She cheats. And then when it gets and then when it doesn't work, then she immediately like just goes on to the next plan. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a I'm going to throw a bunch of spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it sticks. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it works. And sometimes it doesn't. And she always is looking out for Clark and what Clark wants and mm-hmm. her core people that she cares about. Outside of the core people that she cares about, she's like, eh, deuces.
I mean, how quickly did she turn on Octavia in the first place?
Yeah, it definitely pays to be Clark's friend.
Summer Vacation says, so. Octavia is power hungry. How dare you? Uh-huh. I am Team Clark. How dare you?
Thank you. Thank you. I was waiting for you guys to sign in on me. I knew the 100 fans wasn't going to let me down. But we're going to get into our next segment, guys. We're super excited. Mm. I love what's going on. I love how everyone's getting all fired up about it. You know, it's passionate. It's Team Clark. It's Team Octavia. We love them both. The fact that you have so much passion about it means that great characters.
We're going to get t-shirts.
Yeah. We love to hate one. We love to love the other. We're going to get right into our boss move of the day.
Like a boss.
My boss. Well, before I share my boss move, I asked you guys, what was your guys' boss move of the day?
Do you want to do yours first?
Okay. I'll say it is Octavia, man. Like, right. All right. So she goes and meets Indra over there, right?
Yeah.
Cooper is dead mm-hmm. On the ground. Octavia takes in the scene. She's like a CSI. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's like it's going to be Octavia CSI now. One, dum dum dum.
Yeah, Law and Order style. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And she sees the glove there with the hole in it, and she's like,
Anthony!
Thank you, Anthony.
We love it. Anthony is awesome.
And she's like, find me Bellamy and Clark.
Yeah, and she knew Bellamy was in it, but she wasn't going to send her brother to death.
But she should have, because then she'd be okay.
What about you, Cherry?
My boss move, normally I'm always Team Octavia, because y'all know. Mm-hmm. But this boss move was Yoza telling John and Echo to kill McCreary. I've been saying when they kidnapped him, I said to myself, she's going to kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. She's like a boss.
Like a boss. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Yeah. She's like, yes. And that look when she saw him come was like, snap.
She did have that.
That is the look of a woman that have a baby daddy she don't want around. Man.
Don't want him around.
She
was like, I thought I divorced you. Mm. Get out.
She did have the great line about how McQuarrie is an internal problem and how the Red Queen, Octavia, is an external problem. Basically, like you said, two birds, one stone. That was a great boss move. My favorite boss move would probably be, of course, when Bellamy puts the algae onto the food and basically poisons Octavia. That's when I was like, that's amazing.
That was a betrayal. Yeah. But I guess you could call it.
But it was ballsy for sure, because he can die at any moment now. You guys
he switched
definitely
out the biscuits.
Yeah, true.
Oh yeah.
So he didn't poison himself, which proves you're a douche.
Mm-hmm. You guys definitely log in and, I mean, it's comment to us. We'll read it out. Tell us, what do you think is the boss move of the day? And we're going to move on to our predictions.
Predictions!
Ooh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, guys. So what do you guys see? We saw a little bit of the teaser. We saw a little bit of the, what do you call it? The little chip. I forget what you call it.
Oh, the flame.
The flame. We saw the flame. Yeah, you're right. In the teaser. What do you guys think we got coming up?
I think Cherry's right. I think mm-hmm. Cherry's dead to rights. I think, what is it? Is it Genesis? What? Dang it.
Genesis?
Ingrid's daughter. The flame keeper.
Yeah, I think the flame keeper.
The flame keeper. Oh. I think Octavia, because Octavia's in a coma.
Yes.
And flame keeper's going to be like, you know what? We got a Nightblood here. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
and I got
she's
this flame thing. Nightblood, flame.
There you go.
She said that she would not betray Octavia. Mm-hmm.
But if she's in a
Octavia's
coma.
Octavia's dead, she was like, I'm going to bring up Maddie. And what did Clark say? No, she's a child. And then, of course, Clark didn't think anything through. So, you know, mm-hmm. I think our episode 2 weeks from now will be, Bellamy did not give Octavia enough of the poison. She's going to wake up like Sleeping Beauty, and she's going to wake up mad.
Oh,
and she's going to be like, Bellamy put him in chains, and that heifer, Clark.
What a finger shake. And listen, if in the next episode they use the word heifer, I will give you $100. That is hilarious. Heifer with the shake. Yeah.
And I think Dioza and McQuarrie are just going to have a straight up fight over Eden. And I think she'll be like, I don't care about being pregnant. You got to go. You got to go,
folks. Yeah.
And okay, so my prediction would be Abby. I believe Abby's going to probably have a meltdown at some point, and she's going to be like comatose or something, or hospitalized herself. And yeah, that's pretty much what I think is going to happen with the drugs. I feel like there's only going to be more. I don't know, because I kind of feel like she's going to find the cure, but I think the person that's going to save Abby from herself may be Kane. Really? Kane is going to be the one that straps her down or something.
Mm. She's found the cure. They're just not telling everybody. Well, yeah. But like that look that Vincent gave Abigail.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I think that something's going to be going on. He might either kidnap her because he wants her for himself, but not to eat.
It's going to be a Frankenstein. Yeah. It's a Frankenstein situation.
Yeah, that's crazy that you have to put the disclaimer. He wants to be with her, but not to eat her. Never mind.
He's going to be protecting her.
Vincent was looking kind of good in that laugh. I was like, hey Vincent. Might have to date Mia.
Your team Vincent? We have another?
He's a nice looking man.
Apparently she likes cannibals.
Hey, because they like to eat. Now listen. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please put into the comments, you know, tell us what your predictions are. Tell us about your boss moves. Tell us how you feel about Octavia. Tell us how you feel about Clark, Team Clark. And as always, it's our pleasure to be here. You guys, once again, tell them where they can find you guys. I'm just like, bye. Yeah. Just bye.
Peace.
You
know? Later, peace fools. Out.
Deuce.
Well, this is Cherry. You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and on Instagram. And, of course, the season finale of Expanse is on Wednesday. And we're going to have a special guest on Sunday.
Woo! What's up? All right, so I'm Jorge Payo. You can find me at The El Jorge on all social media. I co-host the Queen of the South panel on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. And, I got a podcast called Hurry Up and Wait LA. And you can follow them on Instagram at Hurry LA Podcast.
Nice. Okay. And, of course, I'm Funny Sarai, FunnySayrie, on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook as Sarai Comedian. Or you can find me Thursdays, I believe it's going to start 3 to 5 p.m. for the Luke Cage after show. All you Marvel fans out there. And until then, make sure you stop by our channel and check out everything else that's going on. Tons of great shows out there. Peace.
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz. Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.